I'm Madeline Bond, and I'm here with John Buchanan, and we are in his living room in Simpsonville, South Carolina, on November 26th. So what was your childhood like?
So my childhood was pretty traditional. So we ate dinner at the table together every single night. We had chores. You can hear the family yelling in the background at each other. I think it was a pretty typical childhood. My parents did get divorced when I was a little kid, so I sort of had two families. I had one family that lived on the East Coast and one family that lived on the West Coast, and bounced back and forth a little bit between the two families.
So did you live half your time at like each place?
I mostly lived with my father until I was 15. So I would be with my dad during the school year, and I'd spend the Christmases and the summers with my mom in California.
Okay.
When I was 15, I moved to California to live with my mom most of the time. So go back and visit my dad a little bit. Not really very much, because at that point we were pretty close to the end of childhood.
Yeah.
So that's how I ended up in California ultimately.
Okay. Did you have any traditions, like as a family?
Yeah. So, well, traditions in the sense of routines that we did on a very regular basis. You know, we ate dinner together every single night, like I said. We went to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. So those were things that were very, very routine. We celebrated all of the normal holidays, all of the Christian holidays or American holidays. I couldn't really think of any sort of traditions, though, other than those types of things that we did.
What about school? Like, what was it like? Were you good in school?
Well, okay, so I lived on military bases, and for most of my upbringing. So I went to school on military bases, which are not military schools, and that we're not, you know, it's not like we're standing in perfect lines and when they're checking our fingernails and making us, you know, make our bed. It's not that kind of military school. It's a regular school, but probably a little bit more difficult than what you'll get in the public school system. Was I good in school? I was well behaved in school. I was not a straight A student. I was a B student. I was a solid B student until I went to high school, at which time I was a solid D student, but mainly because I just wasn't interested in school anymore.
Okay. What sports did you play?
I did not play any sports.
Really?
None.
That's interesting. Okay.
I got into a little bit of racquetball late in high school, but I didn't play any team sports. I didn't play any organized sports or anything like that. And then after high school, I got into martial arts a little bit.
And then how did you get into acting?
Okay. So I got into acting. So when I was 15, I told you I went to live in California with my mom. And my mom had already spent a couple of years helping my little sister get into the entertainment industry. And so at the time, I guess my sister was probably about 5 or so, and she was working on an episode of a show called, Facts of Life. And probably you've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
But Facts of Life was a show about 4 girls who lived in this girl's home and this girl's school, and she was on one of the last episodes, and she played the little sister of one of the main characters, which was weird because that would have meant they had like a 25-year age. difference. But anyways, so my sister played this little sister and on the show, and at dinner, which was between, so anytime you have a sitcom, normally what they do is they spend about a week preparing for and then recording the show. On the fifth day, they'll record twice. So they'll do one that's like a dress rehearsal, and that'll be at say 3 p.m. or maybe 2 p.m. So you'll go through the entire show, you'll act it out just like you had an audience in front of you, and then you'll eat dinner, then you'll go and you'll actually perform the show in front of a live audience. And so at that dinner, I was sitting with my sister and my mom, and I was sitting across the table from a guy named John Boab. And John had been a director on shows like The Cosby Show and other shows. But he asked me if I was an actor, and I said, no, but it looks like fun. And he said, well, you know, maybe I'll introduce you to some people. And he introduced me to a guy named Bud Robinson, who ended up becoming my manager. And that's how I got started.
What did you act in?
So I was 15 at that point. I started auditioning pretty much right away. My first show I did was, actually, it was Facts of Life. They did a spinoff, and John Boab hired me to do a one-liner on the show. And the words I said were, yeah, sure, why not, 4 words. And I made more money per word than I've ever made on anything. I mean, over a couple of years, I made like $10,000 off of those 4 words. In residuals and, you know,
wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. I just kept getting money. I still occasionally will get money from that. And now when I get it, it'll be like 11 cents or something like that, right? It's not like anything substantial, but so I did that. Then I did a show, I did an episode of Days of Our Lives. I did an episode of Doogie Howser. I did still, you've probably never even heard of that. You know Neil Patrick Harris? You know who he is?
No.
What show is he on? I can't remember what show he's on right now. It's like How I Met Your Mother or one of those types of shows. But I was on Doogie Howser, and I did a show called Step by Step. And there was another one in there. I can't remember what it was. Oh, it was California. I think it was called California Dreamin' or something like that. It was kind of a teenager type show. So I did those, and then when I got a little bit more serious, when I was 17, 18, I kind of started focusing more on it because I was getting out of high school, and so I started taking acting classes and stuff like that. And then my manager introduced me to the lady who was the head of talent for what was Laura Marr at the time, and later became I think became Warner, or got basically acquired by Warner. But she was the head of casting, and she cast me and my sister in a TV show. And we did that TV show for about a year, one season. So it wasn't quite a year, but when you're an actor on a regular series, you work 3 weeks a month. So you always have a week off at the end of each month. So that lasts, you know, like 8 months or so during the year. Then I did Sidekicks. And that's the one that I did with Chuck Norris.
Oh, that's cool.
And a couple other little shows here and there. I had one sitcom that I was in the pilot for, but it didn't get picked up, called The Circle Game. And that's about it.
I didn't know you were in so many.
Yeah. Cool. There was a lot of little shows I was in.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. It was fun most of the time. It was also very stressful. It's very difficult. industry to be in because it's so competitive. Yeah. You've got around Los Angeles, you have, 100,000 people that are all registered in the union actors. These are people that are in the union, Then you've got 10 or 20 times that with people that are trying to just get in the union, trying to get any kind of bit part that they can get. Competitive, but definitely very, very interesting line of work to be in.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing this.
Oh, you're welcome.